Aaron, Asimant of Chavav, Siv Beis, and Rama says, Motzei Yom Kippur, Mekashen, Osa, Da'az Shor, B'Simcha. You know, we said that you should not do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, or before Yom Kippur, in Av or Tishrei. On Motzei Yom Kippur, you are allowed to do Kiddush Levana, because then you're already very happy that you got rid of all your Avonos. Avalo Motzei Tisha B'Av, Shar Tainis, you should not do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Tisha B'Av, or Motzei any other fast day, because then we are not happy. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it is Adar and you haven't done Kiddush Levana yet by Tainis Esther, then the Taz writes you should do it afterwards, because if you don't do it Motzei Tainis Esther, it could be you won't be able to do it at all. You only have one day left. Yaakov Kamenetsky points out anyway, you're able to do Kiddush Levana on Motzei Tainis Esther, because Tainis Esther is not really a sad fest, it's a happy fest, and Purim itself would be a happy day also. So you would be able to do Kiddush Levana then. This is all according to the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah brings that the opinion of most Achronim is that you could do Kiddush Levana even on Motzei Tisha B'Av or Atainis. You just need to eat something first, but on Motzei Yom Kippur, you don't even need to eat something first because you're so happy that you got rid of your Avonos. But even on Motzei Tisha B'Av, even if you eat something first, you should also make sure to change your shoes first. You should, Mishnah Berurah just says you should put on shoes, but the Stipe, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says that even if you were wearing some type of shoes for Tisha B'Av, you should change your shoes into your regular shoes before doing Kiddush Levana. The Ramah continues, Emekachan Osa Motzei Shabbos Shechal Bo Yom Tov. If Motzei Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos, you don't do Kiddush Levana either, because you don't do Kiddush Levana on Yom Tov, just like you don't do Kiddush Levana on Friday night either. Many reasons are given, Al-Pi Kabbalah says the Mishnah Berurah, but if you haven't done Kiddush Levana yet, and it's Shabbos or Yontif, and if you don't do it tonight, it's too late, you're not going to be able to do it anymore, so then for sure you'd be allowed to do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even by yourself. That is Maskana of the majority of Achronim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you would be able to do so. And when you do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, Aruch HaShulchan says, that means you just say the bracha itself. You don't see any of the extra tefillos or the psukim that generally go along with it. Continues the Mechaber, V'sola einav miyasha raglav umavarich. You look up at the moon and you strain your feet, which some say means that you actually have to stand with your feet together when saying Kiddush Levana, and you make the bracha umad, you say Kiddush Levana standing up. The Shira Knesset HaGedola says that it sounds like you actually have to look up at the moon the entire time that you're saying Kiddush Levana, but then Magen Avraham, the name of the Shlah, says no way, you're not supposed to look up at the moon, it's a problem to look at the moon, and you should just look at it for a second, and then be able to start making the bracha, and the discussion how long afterwards can you say the bracha for once you have seen the moon. Which way are you supposed to face during Kiddush Levana? So the Yisod of Shorosh Avodah says that you should face Mizrach, and that's what Chaim Kanievsky, quoting Isha Yisrael, says as well. Tshuvos Levushei Mordechai says that there's a makor for those that do this, that you should face Mizrach, not face directly towards the moon, but rather face Mizrach while you are reciting Kiddush Levana. So look up at the moon for a second, and then start saying, then turn to Mizrach and start saying the bracha.